The Youth's Instructor, November 10, 1892. Words to the Young. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Those who are true disciples of Christ will not be satisfied with surface work, but will fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. They will submit themselves to God and heed not the suggestions of the enemy, but look to Jesus, bearing disinterested testimony before the universe concerning the power of Christ, which bringeth salvation to the believer. In proportion to the purity and piety of his life, in proportion to his growth in grace, will be the Christian's influence to save souls for whom Christ has died. The true follower of Christ will realize that he is a saver of life unto life, or of death unto death. He will deny self. He will be a doer of the words of Christ. He will be sanctified through the truth. Those who take knowledge of him will know that he has been with Jesus and learned of him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. He who professes to be a follower of Christ should set a Christ-like example. Let him not be as those who have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. When in company with those who are light and trifling, with the scorner and unbeliever, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. The following words are to instruct you as to what you shall do and say. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you. Mark the manner. With meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you, as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. You are to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. But what kind of fear are you to feel? It is a holy fear, lest self shall appear, lest feelings of self-esteem and superiority shall mingle with your testimony. For if you would rightly represent Christ, self must be hid in Jesus. In relating your Christian experience, you are not to exalt self, but show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Let those who have entered the service of Christ be clothed with humility, and through faith in their Master, in kindness and love, do all in their power to draw souls to Christ. You cannot pass indifferently by those who do not know the Lord. You must be laborers together with God. The more you work in the missionary line, the more aptitude you will manifest, for you will be brought into circumstances where you will feel your need of wisdom from above, and in meeting special cases, you will acquire valuable knowledge that will qualify you to labor for souls who are under temptation, separated from God by yielding to the suggestions of the enemy. There is need for every follower of Christ to press close to his side, to seek his counsel and not venture to walk in human wisdom. Isaiah speaks of a class that walk in the imagination of their own hearts, saying, "Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, ambitious projects, brilliant acts. Walk in the light of your own fire and in the sparks that you have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrow."